Well, every Tuesday, we try to take a pause here and do what we call a little Tuesdays with Maury segment. I was blessed to have the opportunity to reunite with an old professor of mine who I had back in college and then lost track of as I got very busy and involved in my career, and only found him again when he was dying from Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, in the last 5 months of his life, and ended up visiting with him in Boston every Tuesday. And a record of those conversations, which I put down in a book to help pay his medical expenses, turned out to be something that I never dreamed, the book Tuesdays with Maury, which has been read by a lot of people now. And I have all the tapes from our conversations from every one of those weeks, and I try to go back to them myself and listen to them and read some of those transcripts just to learn a few things. And every Tuesday here, we try to see if I can cull up something that I hadn't put in the book, but that might be useful. And today I'm going to talk about how technology has sort of dominated our lives. And obviously when Maury was lying there dying, he didn't spend any time on the computer. He didn't spend any time with a Sega. He didn't spend any time playing a video game. But we did talk about how technology and machines have sort of found their way into our lives and have taken over a lot of our lives. But as Maury pointed out, there's certain things they cannot take over.
We still don't have machines that can take the newborn and feed them and, you know, nourish them, get up at night when they cry, take care of them when they're sick. The first year or two of life, the child is very, very mother dependent, and it has to be done by another human being.
Now, we're relying a lot on technology and on computers and going online to find out things like that, but Maury told me about something I never forgot about, a pretty interesting experiment. He, being a professor of sociology, he had read about this this experiment in human contact that had some pretty interesting results.
Well, the psychologist was trying to raise his child in a box and, you know, gave her all kinds of interesting things to be amused with, but had very little contact with her. He turned out psychotic. So we know there's a basic quality of caring, human caring, that has to go on.
And that human contact has to go on as well. I mean, we live in an era where you can get your money out of a bank, you don't have to talk to anybody. You can order your tickets for an airline, you don't have to talk to anybody. You can do pretty much almost anything now via the phone, press 1, press 2, press 3, you don't have to talk to anybody. But all that human contact that we're losing in an effort to speed up our lives does come with a price.
These machines are driving us away from that. The direction is completely dehumanizing. Because if you haven't had any loving and affection and caring and covering and you know, warmth, you're not going to give it back. Because you don't know what to give. You don't have anything to give.
You know, children are getting into it more and more now, especially when we put kids in front of television sets, right, or we give them little computers to play with or little games, and they're so adept at it. But Maury was very concerned about what you might be taking away from a child in terms of his human contact and need for love and giving it back and forth if you start them so young.
The culture can squash it right after, you know, you get to age 3, age 5, you get into a peer group, you get into computers, and pretty soon you're far gone, you know, into another space, a less human space.
I asked Maury if he felt that as he was dying there, you know, that he was leaving the world at a time when maybe it was a good thing, because in the next 20 or 30 years we're going to become pretty cold to one another through machinery and through separating, living at home in our own little boxes, our own little computer terminals, where we don't need any human contact with other people. We don't have to go outside. We can shop through the computers. We can do our banking through the computers. Everything we used to do on Main Street, we can just kind of stay at home and do technologically. And fortunately, I was happy to find out that for all this talk about technology, Maury remained pretty optimistic about what really lay inside the human heart.
Most people in this country do have an intuitive understanding of what kindness and being decent and being sort of honest with your neighbor is. They have it, but they're afraid to let it out because they'll be taken advantage of.
Well, we need to get past that. We need to stop being afraid of talking to one another. We need to stop, and I do this all the time. You get on an airplane and you just flip open your computer. You don't even say hello to the person sitting next to you. You just start tap, tap, tap. And, you know, it's all right to just start up a little conversation with somebody. It's okay to stop by the bank to get the money out once in a while instead of the ATM. It's okay to actually do something that requires some human contact, because in the end, You know, as I've said many times when we talk about this segment, when you watch somebody die in front of you and you see what is and isn't important to them, and not once did Maury feel a compulsion in his dying days to send emails or to go online and check things out or to see what technological development he could do. He just wanted people around, real live human people, warmth, touch, open heart people. And there's a lesson to be learned in that. I mean, there's a place for technology, and it certainly speeds up our lives, but it is not a substitute for human affection. It's not a substitute for human contact. And we need to be careful about that, because it is pretty easy to turn 24 hours of your day into one little computer button or another. So something to reflect on here. So if we can't agree on religion in the schools, and we can't agree on Dikembe or Shaq, and we can't agree on whether you would climb Everest, whether you were sighted or not, we can at least agree on that in the long run, the best thing is contact with other human beings, and try to celebrate the things that we all have in common.
You got to talk to disagree, right? You got to talk to somebody else.
That's right.
Disagree about
that's
something.
Right. Otherwise, you
that's
can just
right.
click them off.
That's right.
They disagree with you, just get rid of them. And you can't do that. Otherwise, well, we're going to do it for you, because we'll leave at the end of this hour. Anyhow, thank you.